Isonokami Fitsumitama Jinja. In the rural hills of Akamaji in Okayama Prefecture, sits a small mountain shrine known across Japan for an unusual purpose. People come here when they have been told they have cancer. Or when someone they love has been told. The shrine has been associated with this kind of prayer for centuries, not as a substitute for medicine, but as a place where, traditionally, the cutting power of an ancient blade is asked to extend, symbolically, into the body. The story begins with a sword. According to the oldest myths, when the great storm spirit defeated the eight-headed serpent, a blade was discovered inside its body. That blade, called Futsunomitama, became one of the most powerful objects in Japanese mythology. The shrine here is one of the places said to hold its spiritual presence. A blade that cuts through impossible things. A power that, in the old stories, was used against monsters. Modern visitors come for a quieter version of the same hope. They climb the mountain road. They reach the small main hall, hidden in cedar forest. They write their wishes on small wooden plaques and hang them near the shrine. The plaques pile up. Many. Tens of thousands, over the years. Each one a private moment. Each one a quiet refusal to give up. Stand among the plaques. Most of them have names you do not know. Most are about people you will never meet. But you can feel, even so, what is being asked. And how much it is being asked.